My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Based on our conversation with Craig Hoffman, I put up the Junkies Poll of the Day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. Will Jamie Davis make the roster? Two choices, simple. Yes, he's a first-round pick. They're not going to cut him. Or no, old regime's pick. I think there is something where a new regime likes to get rid of the old guys.
I agree with that. I'm leaning towards he makes the roster, but I'm praying he doesn't. Because EB, he's so in the tank and going so hard with Jamin Davis propaganda that it would entertain me to no end.
Was there a lot of Jamin Davis propaganda last week?
Yeah, he was going. It's been
all
a steady drumbeat for almost a month.
He heard Dan Quinn talking about Jamin Davis and his possible new role. I don't think he ever mentioned Micah, but he talked about his new role of being an edge rusher. And so, of course, Bickle was all in on that.
Eric,
backpatting machine. I called it.
Eric said that he thinks Jamin could be Micah-like, and then
laughter amongst the room, and then
he went out on a limb and said he could see Jamin having 8 sacks this year.
Yeah, he did say 8.
Which would be a career high for him. And look,
if
you're going to turn him into just a sack specialist, he better have 7 or 8 sacks, or else what else is he doing on the roster?
He's not playing
linebacker.
But if Jamin gets cut, okay, if Jamin ends up getting cut or missing the roster or whatever.
Right.
It would be fun. It would be fun, obviously. Because the amount of teasing and joning would be off the charts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I would be scared because Eric would probably never make a proclamation ever again.
No, he would be stung by it initially, but then of course he's gonna glom onto somebody.
He already thinks everyone attacks him. Just wait until Jamin gets cut.
No, what you need is we need Jamin to get cut. Sam Howell to get cut,
okay,
and Wentz to get cut. That would be the holy grail.
Holy Trinity.
Wentz is in Kansas City.
Wentz is
going to get it. He's going to get a ring as Patrick Mahomes' backup. He's going to be a Super Bowl champion.
The Chiefs going to win again. There's a good chance.
I mean, they're probably the odds-on favorite right now to three-peat.
Well, he already has a big silly ring.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. He's got one. Nick Foles hooked him up.
That's a good point. So He's gonna have 2 Super Bowl rings, and he didn't earn either one of them.
Well, you never know. Maybe he'll take over for Patrick Mahomes and lead him to Super Bowl.
It isn't.
He played in the regular season.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay, but he wasn't part of the playoff.
He's the one that got them to the playoffs.
He gets a modicum of credit, a little bit.
I mean, I can't. That's wild. Cakes would think that.
I've never heard of his competition for a backup in Kansas City. Has anyone ever heard the name Chris Ola Duncan?
I have not.
Never.
See, where did he go? He went to South Dakota State. Nope. Never heard of him.
He wasn't on my college football fantasy team.
Am I doing that again? Am I doing another college fantasy football
team? Sure you will, because Bodie will send an invite.
I think I've nipped that in the bud where I used to have 2 or 3, and I was like, this is madness.
Speaking of quarterbacks, a bunch of them are getting paid.
Yeah.
And wanted to play a game with you guys. Based on the quarterbacks who are just getting paid.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I want to see if you guys can close out the list of the top 10 quarterbacks being paid right now.
Is this annual salary or total contracts? Annual salary, I assume.
Annual salary.
All right, so we'll go tit for tat until we miss.
All right, well.
And you can tell us what number they are on the list.
All right, I'll go Burrow.
All right, what number is he?
Because we talked about him earlier.
Number two. So Jordan Love's making $55 million. He signed a four-year, $220 million deal, $155 guaranteed.
All right, so Joe Burrow, number two on the list.
Oh, Burrow's two.
Burrow's, his average salary is the same, $55 million. His guarantee, though, $219 million guaranteed.
Pretty nice.
For a guy who's had a lot of injury problems, that is a nice deal.
I'm pretty sure this guy sneaks in the top 10. Trevor Lawrence just
number
signed
three.
A fat deal.
Average salary, $55 million. He signed a five-year, $275 million deal.
Very good.
$200 million in guarantees.
All right, Jason, you're up next.
Oh, so we got Burrow, we got Lawrence, and we've got Jordan Love. Did we mention Love?
Yes.
So Tua.
Tua, number four. It's always the new guys, right?
Well, of course.
He's a bargain.
Those are
$53.1 million a season.
Yeah.
That'll get tough.
All right. So two is four. We have two, three, four. Where did Love come in?
One.
Oh, he's at number one right now. All right. That's not going to last long. I mean, he's got to be down on the list now. Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is not in the top 10. He's number 11.
Oh, I'm eliminated.
Wow.
Remember, he signed a 10-year $450 million deal with $141 million guaranteed. So he's making a paltry $45 million a season.
I didn't realize he's out of the top 10.
Bargain.
You had one out. You get another out.
Jason, Jason wins this if he gets it, just for bragging rights.
Okay, sure. That's fine.
If you get one,
I think this one's easy. Lamar.
Lamar Jackson, number seven.
Very good.
$52 million a year.
All right.
He signed a $260 million deal with remember, he wanted the guarantees to be high. That's why it took so long. $185 million guaranteed.
All right. I think this guy's on the list because he just re-upped. Jared Goff has to be top 10.
Goff's number five.
Okay.
To all the recent guys, he's making 53.
So we're missing four guys. We've got six down, four to go. All right.
Oh, I know one of them.
I got to think this one's on there. Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray sneaks in at number nine.
Whoa.
$46 million.
Now it's getting tough.
Don't you feel like this year's a prove-it year for Kyler?
100%. 100%.
I'm not sold on him.
I like his weapons. I like Marvin Harrison Jr. and Trey McBride at tight end.
He's got to become the guy of, you know, what was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
When you're coming off the injury, everyone's doubting you. But he's got to get better as a passer, too.
And the team hasn't won.
Yeah, I know. But now he's got a stud receiver he can throw to. All right, so we've got 7 out of 10 down.
I'm going to grasp. Is my man Kirky in the top 10?
He is not. Number 12. Number 12.
This is devastating.
He saw his guarantee is only $90 million.
Kirk is not in.
That's peanuts nowadays.
Kirk is not in Mahomes.
But he is making $45 million a year. Right. So don't cry for Kirk.
Oh, I know one.
I'm just trying to think of guys who've signed.
You can go ahead.
Cakes love to say
taking one.
I'm stewing and ruining.
This is a stab. I don't know if he's.
I'm missing a huge one. I know who it is.
I'm going to say Herbert.
Justin Herbert, number six.
All right, I know this guy's
six.
On the list.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
He's making $52.5 million. $218 million in guarantees.
I mean, this guy shouldn't be on the list because Mike Marr is a better quarterback. Deshaun Watson.
Yes, number 10.
All right.
Talk about a prove it year. $46 million a year. He signed a 5-year, $230 million deal, all of it guaranteed. Oh,
so we have Love, Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Tua,
missing one guy.
Goff, Herbert, Lamar, blank, Kyler, Deshaun.
I think this is the guy because he signed a contract last year. And he had a kind of a down year last year, but he scored a bunch of rushing touchdowns. Mr. Hurts.
You nailed
Jalen
it.
Jalen Hurts. There it is.
Jason, easily the winner
in
this game.
You win. You're the quarterback salary king.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but I mean, I got guys who are 11 and 12 on the list.
I would have guessed Mahomes. I don't know how he's not in top 10.
Well, I mean, he's
just because he signed an old contract.
He's not going back to the Chiefs and do the same thing that Matt Stafford went to the Rams and said, look at all these losers getting these big fat deals.
It's coming.
Stafford got his deal sweetened.
Yeah.
Same thing is going to happen with Mahomes. He's going to go back to the Chiefs and say, come on, look, I'm three-time Super Bowl champion. And then I'm the best player in the game.
Josh Allen is 13.
Yep.
Oh, that's the other one, Josh Allen. I would have thought he was in the top
He's 10. Just barely above Daniel Jones.
Right.
When did he sign his deal?
I want to say like two off seasons ago.
Oh, he's going to sign a mega deal.
He's getting lapped.
Yeah.
He's getting lapped by these guys now.
But when he signs, it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. He'll sign like a 3 or 4 year extension for huge
dollars. For $60
million
a year.
Yeah. That's coming.
I think I'm going to request to start producing this show from the update studio.
All right.
I got to get out of this room.
Okay.
I got two idiots in here who are telling me it's a prove it year for Justin Herbert.
Okay.
These are the two biggest Herbert haters on the planet, and I don't get it at all. Just because he hasn't been to the playoffs yet, Valdez
has
to suck.
No, he lost in the playoffs.
Okay, yeah.
He is 0-1.
He's overrated.
It's
he's
a prove
had,
it.
He's
had
all these weapons. He's had Keenan Allen, he's had Mike Williams. Austin Eckler still can't win a playoff.
I just don't understand how Justin Herbert just skates through life in anonymity without any kind of pressure, without any kind of microscope.
No, I don't think it's a make it or break it because he's under a big deal, so he's obviously still the future. But this is a big deal. Now it's a new ownership, new coaching staff because Harbaugh. So maybe his role is going to change a little bit.
I hope he's good at handing the ball off to Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins.
But I would agree. I would. I'm not going to call it a make or break it year or a prove it year. But I mean, if he doesn't win a playoff game in year five,
Justin Herbert glazing is out of control.
Well, they're not expected to go to the playoffs.
Is it coming from
right
those
now.
Big lips
they're
right rebooting. Across from you?
They are rebooting.
All right, so in 2 years, if he's not back in the playoffs.
Okay, maybe. You're right.
All right, then you signed that big deal and your team's not expected to go to the playoffs? What kind of mid mentality is that for a team?
Hey, listen, jerk.
You're getting ganged up.
Jerky boy.
They're not in some division with a bunch of bad Ohio teams. They have the Chiefs. They have Thanos in their division. It's impossible.
You ever heard of a wild card?
Who calls him Thanos? It's Thanos.
I think it's Thanos in the comics.
Oh, okay. Comic book guy.
Nerd. You know, I got a nerd mansplaining football to me.
All right, but here.
I'm sure.
But they also have the Raiders and the Broncos.
Yeah.
All right, that should be four wins.
Well, the Broncos have been bad for 5 minutes.
They're going to be. That should be two easy wins for the Chargers. And the Raiders aren't any good.
Drab's a Herbert apologist just because he said he was going to be good. That's why he's riding for his guy.
They had an idiot for a head coach. A legitimate idiot for a head coach who cost him 50% of their games. Not put that on Herbert.
I mean,
every other quarterback, it's they won, they lost. But not Herbert. It's the coach's fault. It's the division's fault. It's Thanos. Thanos' fault.
Who would you rather have, though, Valdez? Would you rather have Justin Herbert or Jordan Love, who's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL?
I would say, I don't know. You know what? Herbert might be injury prone.
Okay, Herbert or Tua?
Probably.
He doesn't want to say Herbert, but
I'm thinking. I'm
just
thinking.
Say Tua. What are you doing?
Tua. I would rather have Tua.
You're hurting your
I'd rather have Tua. To a most accurate passer compared to
You can't say that Herbert's injury prone. He's only missed.
I know. I'm tongue in cheek.
Oh, okay.
He's an AFC QB hater. He also thinks Joe Burrow sucks.
Well, it's because of Lamar's in
yeah.
there.
Right. Just, I didn't Lamar say, gets comp to these guys, so he hates on everyone else.
No, I just didn't know Drab was a huge Chargers fan. That's all.
He is now.
He's a Herbert apologist.
He loves Harbaugh.
I discovered Justin Herbert when everyone was in fashion to dunk on him in the pre-draft.
You did kind of discover him.
And I told everyone they were donks.
We never watched him in college. You're right.
No. I'm not saying you. The popular thing leading up to the NFL draft was to say Justin Herbert sucks, so overrated. He's a bust a Rooney. Like every year, how
when
they focus
on. We did the mock draft. I said the Skins.
No, not you. The media in general.
All right. Well, we're
you
part
discovered
of the media.
Herbert. I yes. discovered Coulibaly. We all have yes. our finds.
Right. Okay? You might want to take that one back.
Hey, it's early. He's like 20. How dare you?
But that's
what's he doing for the French national team in the Olympics?
You know what? He did more than Jason Tatum did for the U.S. in the
did
first
he?
Game.
Just I don't know. I yeah, just don't playing. Understand. I don't understand how Justin Herbert gets zero scrutiny whatsoever and is always on everyone's top whatever list. Guy has no accomplishments besides filling up his stats.
And people forget they burned a first round pick last year on a wide receiver for him, Quentin Johnson out of TCU. Bum.
Well, that's not Herbert's fault.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a bad draft. That's poor personnel.
He's going to be better this year.
I also burned a high pick on Quentin Johnson in my Dynasty League. I regret that pick.
Just put that in the back of everyone's mind when you see everyone's lists come out and you see Herbert at the list.
Oh, now, Drew, I'm kind of rooting that Justin Herbert comes out in week one and throws for like 304 touchdowns. Shut that kangaroo court up in there.
He's only been in the league for 4 years, though, right?
Yes, 4 years.
I think Lamar's been in the league for 6. I looked up both their stats. He's almost thrown as many touchdowns as Lamar. Now, I know Lamar is rookie season, didn't play a full season, but...
Have you ever heard rushing yards, JP?
I know, I have. I'm not saying he's better than Lamar, but I'm just saying... And his touchdown interception ratio is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Well, this is
his team just hasn't won in the playoffs.
He's a screen pass merchant.
Let me look at here. Most touchdown passes by a quarterback in the first 4 seasons. Second all time, Justin Herbert.
Who's
Dan
won?
Marino.
You know, you want to clown on Kirk for hollow stats? Herbert's on the Mount Rushmore of hollow stats.
He's on Mount Pat the Stats.
Yeah, you know what? Throw 6,000 yards and go 8-8.
I didn't realize there was such a controversy brewing behind the glass.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, Mars joining in and double ricking me.
I don't think it's that uncommon. My son hates on him too. Thinks he's overhyped.
Smart mind.
He's got to win playoff games. No, that's the way it works, right? You got to win playoff games. You can't just put up empty stats.
Yeah,
or you get the Kirk Cousins rap if he keeps at this pace, or it'll be like Matt Stafford before Super Bowl. Pre Super Bowl, I mean, Jason used to say, Matthew Stafford. He stinks. He'll never win in the playoffs.
He was overrated. Right. He was overrated for a bad football team until he went to a better team with a better coach and he won. I give him props for that. I just want to look at the win total for the Chargers.
Oh, it can't be super high. 6.5 or 7.5 is my guess.
I'm going to guess 6.5.
I'm just trying to find Bilal Coulibaly's numbers.
I think he had 3.
Ooh. 8.5.
Ooh, that is kind of high.
He had 3 points.
I know. He didn't have a lot, JP. 3 more points to Jason Tatum. I'm going to stick by that stat.
That is true.
3 more points than a guy that didn't play.
What did Wemby have?
What do you have, like 18, something like that?
He played well.
19.
So Chargers 8.5, and it's -150 on the over.
I'd go under.
Coming up next, your chance to win tickets to HF Festival 2024 here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.